Electric cooperatives from the Dakotas and western Minnesota gathered in Bismarck for what was billed as a brand camp. Basin Electric Power Cooperative and Touchstone Energy co-sponsored it. They say with the changing demographics, it's time to reconnect with members and emphasize the importance of the co-ops.
Cooperatives that remember when the lights came on, those members are not with us anymore, and we see a new generation coming.
Basin's Mary Miller says one of the big issues being talked about is the changing workforce as current co-op staff reaches retirement age.
Because cooperatives are great employers and because many of the people that work for them see it as a way of life, they started their career at a cooperative and they're ending a career at a cooperative.
Miller said it's a very good time to get the co-ops re-engaged.
We really need to re-engage and redefine who we are and bring that value and that level of engagement to the community. So I think it's a critical time. I think this is the perfect time to get together with cooperatives from our neighboring states and really start asking some of these difficult questions and get ready to go to work.
Carrie Law is with Sioux Valley Energy in South Dakota. She says her co-op has launched a program called Empower Youth Leadership.
A lot of people that we have on our lines now never saw the lights come on. They simply know that when they turn their light switch on, the power comes on. So what we're trying to do is to grow our leaders who will sit on our board eventually, who will become employees, or who will simply be members, to understand that there is a difference in the business model and the culture of electric co-ops.
Law says the co-ops are focused on and committed to their customers. The brand camp was held at Bismarck State College. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.